Gee, that was fun. 7 Days of Mayhem, 1983. Robert Fromberg. Hi, Rob. How are you?
Good. It's good to be here.
It's good to see you again. Was it 2 years ago, your previous book?
It was around there, yeah.
Greg and I are bad on and time. It could have been 10 years ago.
It was about you and your relationship with your brother growing up here in Peoria.
That's right.
The title is?
How to Walk with Steve.
How to Walk with Steve.
Who had autism.
Yes.
And doing well?
He's doing very well, yeah. He is. He and I are both living in Madison, Wisconsin, he's playing a lot of sports and riding his bike a lot.
Tell him he said hi. I think of him every once in a while.
And every time I go by the old Sky Harbor, I think of you, because you live right across the street.
Right across the street, yes. Indeed.
All right. So this new book has got a absolutely delicious title. Gee, that was fun. 7 Days of Mayhem, 1983. What is that about? What's going on?
Well, one of the things I think we love to do as humans is to tell stories about horrible things. And one of the things that...
Yes, we do, by the way.
We really do. I mean, the book begins with a quote from Homer. The gods devised and measured out this devastation to make a song for those in times to come. And so this is the devastation that took place in 1 week in 1983, mostly related to the botulism outbreak in Peoria.
At the Skewer Inn.
Inn at the Northwoods Mall.
Pun intended, but the Skewer Inn is a bookmark of Peoria life.
If you grew up here, and you did, and I did too. If you were hanging out at the mall, and we were talking off air, it was a hot place. Everybody was a Skewer Inn. But that moment in time, yes, that is a marker.
It's an absolute marker.
So what made you think of it?
I was sick. Not botulism sick, but I was sick for about 6 months and kind of out of commission.
A couple years ago, or whatever.
Last year. And my brain wasn't working too well. And what I could do was kind of read newspaper headlines. It's about all my brain could do. And I stumbled on the headlines in the Peoria Journal-Star, because I'm always keeping up with the hometown news, of the 40th anniversary of the botulism.
Yeah, I remember when they did that. Yeah.
And so I was reading those, and I thought, I wonder what else was going on that week. And I looked up New York Times, and the first thing I saw was on the day people were eating patty melts and for the first time contracting botulism, a window air conditioning unit fell out of the window onto someone's head in New York City, which is like the fear of every city dweller, is someday that air conditioner is going to fall on your head.
Sure, yeah.
And on that same day, kids found bones, human bones, more than 100 years old in a vacant lot in Brooklyn. And on that same day, do you know the movie 6 Degrees of Separation?
Sure.
The kid who pretended to be Sidney Poitier's son and hoaxed the Upper East Siders? That was happening on that same day. And so I just kept seeing more and more unusual events happening in that same period.
So take me through the book. I have not read it.
Sure.
And it's out next week, by the way, next Tuesday. We'll tell you how to get it. How do you thread it? How do you thread this?
Well, the mechanics of the book are, we go in New York City one day, Washington, D.C. one day, and you know there's always some zaniness going on in Congress, and some of the book is just silliness straight from the Federal Register, what senators are saying to each other on the floor, and then Peoria. And so each day we do New York City, Washington, D.C., Peoria. Now, you see a lot of things that are happening in New York being reacted to in Peoria, but in another sense, there's not a lot of threading, because what the book is about is the random things that come out of nowhere,
They're almost
smack
siloed.
You upside the head.
They're siloed almost.
Yet we all experienced them. So what I was trying to do is to get at the people, to sort of imagine the people who are experiencing these random events and how they were feeling about them.
Did you find said people? I mean, did you interview people then?
No.
You just, the story of the people. Like, for instance, all the victims at the restaurant.
All the victims at the restaurant. Well, this is an important point because it's a novel. So it's a historical novel.
Right.
So what I did was imagine what they were feeling and imagine what they were thinking.
I love everything about this.
I'm not kidding.
Because I love creative. First of all, I like it when your brain and you were being addled by illness.
Yes.
So your brain finds something to do.
Yes.
And you go, hey, you know, because we do this constantly. And I bet you we've left 90% of the stuff on the floor.
Yeah.
Because it's too exhausting to do all of them, right? Don't you agree, Danny? We have these ideas, and we go, and we got to let that one go. It's too much work.
You know, you could probably take any seven-day period and do it. But Greg and I would rather believe this week was unique.
Yeah.
It was so spectacularly weird in all those different cities that I feel like it probably is unique. But just to try to follow people who are eating those patty melts and didn't know what was going to happen to them next, were feeling the first symptoms and didn't know what on earth was going on. Many of them went to the hospital and were sent home, and only to come back, you know, a day or two later.
And then be some affected for life.
Well, I had a friend, I told you this off the air, there was a friend of mine, a woman that I'd gone to high school with, that we graduated in 77, so she would have been 23, 24. I don't recall her name, to be honest with you. If one of my buddies can help me with that. But she's been disabled her whole life, if in fact she's still living. I don't know. Yeah. But many people died, right? How many, do we know a number?
Only one person died.
Really?
And she was an elderly woman, and she died about a year after the outbreak. And she never left the hospital. You know, people say, well, did she or did die specifically from that? But people were disabled their whole life.
Sure.
They you know, have balance problems, attention problems. And one of the things I compare it to is long COVID. So, you know, this kind of mysterious thing that we hear about now where people can't really think or function for months, years on end.
Yeah, and it's neuromuscular, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Robert Fromberg, F-R-O-M-B-E-R-G, Peoria native, now Madison, Wisconsin. Gee, that was fun. 7 days of mayhem, 1983. Included in the 7 days is the day where the botulism outbreak happened in Northwoods Mall at a restaurant called Skewer Inn. Sometimes when you tell younger people there was a restaurant, like a real restaurant, not that others aren't, but there are some places to eat at Northwoods Mall that are great. But this was had waitresses and waiters, and it was dark, and it had a bar, and it was a night spot for a lot of people. When you tell people we had that at the mall, people
and
don't believe you.
It was the bad onions left on the buffet. Yeah.
It was the sautéed onions. It took a while. There were people were intoning, it must be the pickle, but it was actually the onions.
I will tell you this. I don't know if I've ever told Danny this in all these years we worked together. I hesitate. I don't always say no. But I think about getting sautéed onions in restaurants now for all these years, since 1983.
Yeah.
What was the matter with me?
Well, weren't these, though, sitting out in a buffet?
They were sautéed in margarine for a long, long time. And actually made up of the character of the person who sautéed those onions. And I'll just, spoiler alert in the book, not in real life, but in the book, he forms the first Peoria punk rock band.
So. Is he based on anybody real? Because I know a few of the first Peoria punk rock.
Well, I'm not going to say, but we can talk about it off air.
I'll give you a name in 60 seconds.
All right. Oh, I know who you're thinking of. Yeah.
Robert, how do we get this book on May 7th?
Well, the easiest way to get anything these days is on Amazon. So by all means, you can pre-order it, and it'll be out and shipping in a day on the 7th.
Congratulations, man.
Yeah. Thank you.
I'm sorry you had to go through illness to get to this, but I'm glad you did.
Well, and how many books is this now?
Oh, my gosh. Four.
Four.
So, a collection of essays, a novella, this, and I have an unpublished novel about Peoria that I'm still working on revising, and I'm working on a novel about the serial stowaway. I don't know if you know the woman who was stowed away on 30 flights, a 60-plus-year-old woman.
No.
Anyway, mark your calendar.
Oh, wow.
He's weirder than we are.
I know.
He's got a lot of stuff carrying around up in that noggin.
I call it dare to be dumb.
That's good to see you, man.
Good to see you.